This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQLU. This is the Mock Tournament Bracket Special. Hey, I got to tell you guys, tip off the madness with BetQL this Sunday. So as soon as the brackets are set, join Nick Costas, Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip-Off presented by BetMGM, 7 Eastern. Whether you're in a local office pool or you just love the thrill of the bet, this is going to be your pregame. Stream it anywhere you go with the Odyssey app or watch on twitch.tv/BetQL Sunday at 7 Eastern. Let's resume our NCAA mock tournament bracket here, RJ. We've already done Midwest. We're now going to head over to the East region where UConn is the one seed, Iowa State is the two, Duke the three seed, Alabama as the four. All right. So as you look out in this region, RJ, who jumps out?
UConn jumps out. It's like the first two regions. I don't want to say they're cakewalks, but UConn is like, I mean, look, they're the best team in the tournament, I think, in my opinion. If I were to pick any team to win it all, I'd pick UConn. Their road is, I mean, look, Alabama can shoot it at the gym, but they can't stop anybody. So unless UConn has an off night, and I mean an off night, and the team they're playing has a really, really on night, I don't know how they don't come out of this region. I mean, this is, I think this is UConn's easy. They're not going to play a game outside of Brooklyn or Boston. Those are home games. Those are home games for them. I don't think there's an easier road to the Final Four for a team than Brooklyn and Boston is for UConn.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, UConn's just killing everybody. They've been dominant this year. And it's hard at this point to really pick against them, regardless of who's in front of them. So it's chalky, but I mean, I told you this. We talked about it weeks and weeks and weeks ago. Just not stepping in front of the UConn train, man. I mean, until they're going to have to prove me wrong. They're just going to have to prove me wrong. I'm not trying to guess and when that day is going to be, because I have no idea. It may never come, RJ. So I do think, again, it's a spot where UConn should roll, though. This region, I would say, more challenging than the one we had Purdue in. And again, we're using bracket matrix here to go for consensus. Like, Iowa State is the two. They're a team that we saw beat Houston, granted at home, but they did push Houston a little bit on the road as well in a spot that really should have been a squash spot. I mean, look what Houston did to Kansas in the second meeting. And it was not like that for Iowa State back at Houston. Right. I mean, it was a competitive game. And so I think Iowa State is a team that can push them. Obviously, Duke is, you know, a top 10 in basically every metric you want. Now, I think for UConn specifically,
they don't feel it. I
agree, and especially for UConn specifically, I mean, Klingon would just dominate Filipowski, it feels like to me. So, and Alabama, I think, is a fraud. I think Alabama is a complete fraud. Would not shock me if they lost in the first round, certainly the second. So I'm with you, though. We're in agreement. We're a little chalky here, RJ. RJ chalky. You like that? You like that one?
I do.
RJ
I do.
Chalky right there.
There we go. Yeah, I'll tell you, like, so I think with Duke, it's like, I mean, it's not players. There's no doubt about that. But you mentioned Filipowski. I mean, which one's going to show up? I worry about him in a spot like this. He's a good player. He got he got kind of like, you know, beat up last year in their second round matchup. They got knocked out in the second round. He got beat up by Tennessee. Now Tennessee had a bunch of 25-year-olds. But in this game against UConn, I mean, UConn's like, these are grown men that play for UConn. Like, I think they're going to really push him and make him just kind of wish he was anywhere else. These first two brackets, man, they're really setting up for the one seed. We're going to have murderer's row in the next two.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, look, I said this on a couple shows, you know, or on this show a couple weeks ago, that it felt like just one of those years where it was going to be the one seeds. I just think this is a year where it's pretty shallow once you get past the four line. And there are certainly teams that even on the four line, I'm just like Alabama is a prime example. Like, Alabama can't win the championship. Alabama doesn't guard. They have no chance. They just rely on the three ball. They've overachieved relative to the talent that they actually have on their roster. But they have no chance to me as a four seed. Like, it's just a matter of when and not if with them. Do you see a sleeper in this region, RJ? Somebody that, you know, may make a, you know, may win a couple of games and could push UConn.
Oh man. I really don't. I don't see anybody that could push them. I mean, outside of Iowa State, I really don't see a team that really gets fits.
Yeah. You know what would be fun is Samford, Buckyball. And they score a lot of points. They score a lot of points. I mean, Clemson, I think, is just – they don't really have the guard play. Northwestern's banged up. No, I mean, I like Northwestern. I love Boo Booey, but they are already really thin, and they're hurt. Oklahoma is like, why are they in the tournament? Duke, we already talked about, and they're not a sleeper. Duke's never a sleeper.
No.
Dayton's not whatever. Seton Hall, like, again, you know, it's just kind of all feels the same. You know, it just all kind of feels the same in terms of teams, you know, that are probably – just a couple of levels below, and either it's that or they, you know, like, I would love to pick Northwestern. If Northwestern was like relatively healthy, I would say that's a prime, you know, because, you know, they've beaten, you know, they've pushed teams in the Big Ten. So that would be a, you know, that they've beaten Purdue, but they're not healthy. Yeah. So I can't pick them. So there's no sleeper in this damn region. All right, let's move on, Zach. Let's go to another region. We both like UConn in this one. Doesn't matter who it's over. It's just going to be really tough.